This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Today is a day of firsts. Earlier, I met John Morosi in person for the first time. I now look to my right. It's another individual who I am now meeting in person for the first time. You know how you might text somebody and talk to somebody, but you guys just haven't figured out a way to link? It's like baseball Tinder. Jake Eisenberg here with us live on location at Kauffman Stadium, man. How you doing?
You know what, C-Dot? If this is baseball Tinder, I'd swipe right any day.
Right now, we are very happy to be joined by Jake Eisenberg here. All right, Jake.
You had no idea what to say to that.
I was about to make a joke, and then I was like, you know what, man? You know, let's just move forward. That's what I was about to make. You know?
By the way, it's good to finally meet you in person and put a face with the name and the voice and all that.
So we're happy to be joined by Jake Eisenberg. All right, this is where I would like to start. Do you want to talk about the walks or the offense? Because I would say those are the two biggest reasons why the Royals are down in this series.
Well, I think they kind of go hand in hand. I mean, I took a look at some of the numbers this morning through the first three games of this ALDS, and the offensive numbers between the Royals and the Yankees are super even. They've scored the same number of runs. The Royals have actually out-hit the Yankees. The Yankees have one more home run than the Royals do, 3-2. The strikeouts are pretty even. The Royals have been better with runners in scoring position, but the biggest difference, by far the biggest difference, is the walks. The Royals have drawn 7 walks. The Yankees have drawn 22 walks. The Yankees have actually walked more times than they've gotten hits, and that's really buoyed a Yankees offense that hasn't produced in the ways that they produced during the regular season. I mean, we're talking about one of the best offenses in baseball, and they drew their fair share of walks. They had the highest walk rate of any team in baseball this year. They did draw the most total walks of any team in baseball this year, but it's the Yankees offense that also hit the most home runs in baseball this year and outscored their opponents by 147 runs this year, and we're talking about three games that have been decided by a total of 4 runs. The Royals have 2 one-run losses and 1 two-run win, and the walks have been the biggest difference.
I mean, that's been the thing that's really stood out to me the most in this is, I think on paper you would just think, oh, you look at that Yankees lineup from top to bottom, and you look at the Royals, and you think, man, the Yankees have a big advantage in this series. They really don't have a big advantage in this series. At least that's not the way that this has played itself out. You're right, it's the walks, and if you're going to give a team 15 extra base runners, eventually a team as talented as they are going to figure it out. And we also had a stat where for teams that score 2 or fewer runs in a baseball playoff game since the playoffs expanded, those teams are 8-67. It's just really hard to beat teams at this stage of the season, 2-1, 1-0, and 3 has kind of been that magical number. Yesterday was a race to see who could get to 3. You mentioned the one extra home run. Man, the one extra home run, it could be the potential difference, is the difference of you being up 2-1 in the series or being down 2-1 in the series. The offense and that slight difference between the two is currently giving the Yankees the advantage.
Yeah, and Matt Quatrero talks all the time about the razor-thin margins in baseball between winning and losing, and we've seen that on full display in the postseason. I think we're used to seeing it, you know, taking a macro view. We're used to seeing that on display in the postseason. And the reason why runs are so hard to come by in the postseason is because it's the best pitchers on the best teams and usually the best bullpens. And it's really hard to hit, especially in high-pressured environments, you know, when everything's on the line, no matter who you are, whether you're a team's star player or you're a guy who's coming off the bench and pinch hitting in a big spot. As far as this series is concerned, you know, when I look at the walks that the Yankees have drawn, and you do have to give them some credit for the approach they've had. I mean, yesterday the Yankees drew 9 walks, and yes, that does mean the Royals issued 9 walks, but outside of those 9 walks, Yankees hitters saw 11 full counts. 11 full counts, and 6 of them combined were between Anthony Volpe and Oswaldo Cabrera, the 7 and 8 hitters in the Yankees lineup. Those two combined to walk 5 times and see 6 full counts. That's a lot of extra pitches. That's a lot of high-stress pitches. Ultimately, it's a lot of extra base runners. And ultimately, of the 9 walks that the Royals issued yesterday, one of them resulted in a run. That was Juan Soto, who drew a leadoff walk and then came around to score on Stanton's double for the first run of the game. You know, of the 22 walks that the Royals have issued, 5 of them have turned directly into runs. And again, when you've limited a Yankees offense to 11 total runs the entire series, and 5 of them have crossed home plate after reaching base via a walk, that's understandably frustrating.
We love a good cross-sport analogy on this show. We love a good basketball comparison. I don't know how much Olympic basketball you got a chance to watch, but Steph Curry shot terrible in the Olympics for the first 4 games of it. And you were just kind of waiting, man, you know, he's too good of a shooter. Eventually, he's going to figure things out. He figured things out in their last 2 games. I'm hoping that same thing happens for Bobby Wood Jr. I mean, we're talking about somebody who is in the conversation of the best hitter in the planet, and so far he has been missing in action for the first 3 games of this series. The Yankees kind of have the luxury where if Aaron Judge doesn't hit a home run, well, you got Stanton, you got Soto, you got so many other options. I mean, this offense largely goes and comes kind of as Bobby Witt. I mean, they scored 3 runs in the Orioles series. He had 2 of the RBIs, a major reason on why they won. What are you seeing from Bobby Witt Jr.? What does he need to do to get things back on track?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you in some ways. I'm going to push back a little bit because I think the offense is more than just Bobby Witt Jr. Salvador Perez had 104 RBIs this year.
Yeah.
Vinny Pasquantino at 97 before he got hurt. And Michael Massey's having a heck of a postseason. And the Royals have also gotten contributions from Yuli Gurriel, who's gotten on base a ton. Tommy Pham has had a couple of big hits. Garrett Hampson has had a few big hits. So the Royals offense does have a little bit more depth than just Bobby Witt Jr. That said, he's 1-for-13 so far in this series. And the reason why it raises an eyebrow is that he had the impact in the wild card series that we saw. He had both go-ahead RBIs in the wild card series. Vinny Pasquantino had an RBI in that wild card series in just his 2nd game coming off the injured list. I think what you're seeing, and this is, you know, from up on high, so to speak, looking down and not really seeing everything happening up close, but, you know, I think Michael Massey actually said it pretty well a little bit earlier on. You know, when you go into a postseason series or any series, each team is going to have a number of hitters they circle where they say, okay, this guy's not going to beat us. And the way that the Yankees have approached pitching to Bobby Witt Jr., they've pitched him pretty darn carefully. A lot of stuff down and away, a lot of soft stuff down and away too. And I think we saw later in the game yesterday, you know, Bobby realized that, you know, Luke Weaver wasn't really going after him. And Bobby takes the walk. And then he gets a hit, you know, his next time up at bat. And I think you're seeing Bobby start to adjust to the fact that he's not going to get a whole lot to hit. And that's because the Yankees aren't going to let him beat him. So you tip your cap to the Yankees' pitching approach to Bobby, and now it's up to Bobby to adjust to that approach and do some damage anyway if he can, or take the walks that he's being given and allow Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez and the rest to drive him in like we saw happen all season long.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Now we're joined on location by Jake Eisenberg, one of the play-by-play voices for the Royals. We were talking about this right before you got here. What do you think about the decision to keep Vinny in that three spot? Because Rob and I kind of have the same idea. Maybe you move Vinny down in the lineup a little bit, only has two hits since he's come back. He is 2-for-19 coming back from the injury. I think we all would agree that Vinny's not 100% right now. The offense could use a little bit of a spark. Do you think that's an overreaction? Obviously, the Royals do. They decided to keep their lineup the way that it's been.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. I think it might be a little bit of an overreaction. I think ultimately what Vinny Pasquantino brings to the table, especially in that three hole, is more than just sheer tangible production. It's the quality of his at-bat. It's forcing the pitcher to throw him a strike or force a pitcher to work around him. And when you sandwich him between Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez and you create that balance of right, left, right, and that's now with Michael Massey at the top of the lineup, you know, having, again, a terrific postseason. He's got seven hits, most on the team. I think that balance and that depth, I think that's one of the main reasons why Vinny Pasquantino is in the lineup where he is because of the quality of at-bat that he gives. And, you know, let's not forget, he was, what, centimeters away from a base hit up the middle in the late innings yesterday. It would have been, you know, a Bobby single, a Vinny single, a Salvi single, and we might be talking about bases loaded or even a tie game if Anthony Volpe doesn't make that diving play or that ball off Vinny's bat spins a little bit less. I mean, that thing knuckled through the air. It was kind of weird to watch from, you know, from our radio booth. But that's kind of what we're talking about, these razor-thin margins, how close everything is. And so, yeah, I think Vinny Pasquantino being in that three-hole is still really important for the Royals because of the threat that he is and the quality of at-bat that he gives.
What are you expecting from the pitching matchup today?
Well, it's a rematch of Game 1, and the Royals got to Gerrit Cole pretty well. The Royals had 11 hard-hit balls against Gerrit Cole. That's a ball hit at least 95 miles an hour, and during the regular season, balls hit over 95 miles an hour. Hitters were hitting 490 on those types of balls in play. So you hit the ball hard, good things happen, and the Royals did not get the hits necessarily in bunches against Gerrit Cole, but the 11 hard hits allowed, that tied a career high for Gerrit Cole. And, you know, yes, he is one of the premier pitchers of the game, and he's one of the best postseason pitchers in recent baseball history in terms of postseason ERA. But the Royals executed a game plan against Gerrit Cole this past Saturday and were able to tag him for four runs, three of them earned. MJ Melendez hit a big two-run homer in that game. The Royals manufactured a run with, you know, the Tommy Pham sacrifice fly and Yuli Gurriel coming in to score. So, you know, I think from a Royals offense perspective, you can at least hope or expect for similar results. And from Michael Wacha's perspective, one of the stunning things about the way this ALDS has gone so far within the context of the walks that we're talking about is of the 22 walks that Royals pitching has issued, 11 of them have been by the starters. The starters, Reagans, Lugo, and Wacha, have more walks than strikeouts so far in this postseason, which really raised an eyebrow because, you know, Reagans gets a ton of strikeouts. He issues his fair share of walks, a little bit more than average, but Lugo had one of the best walk rates in baseball this year. Michael Wacha was right around average in terms of walk rate, and so that's really been kind of a flip of the script. And so I think the key for Michael Wacha is to avoid the free passes. We saw in Game 1, you know, he issued a leadoff walk to Gleyber Torres in the fifth inning. Borderline pitch, probably, maybe strike three. Instead, it winds up, you know, as a leadoff walk. Torres comes around to score in Game 1, and ultimately it was a one-run game, and the Royals lose 6-5. So I think the key for any Royals pitcher, but especially Michael Wacha, is if the Yankees are going to beat you, make them beat you with their bat, not with it left on their shoulder.
Last thing here, Jake, and we appreciate your time. I guess a two-part question. First part question, what was it like to be home after being gone for basically 3 weeks? And I know you asked Denny, you asked Ryan, you asked a lot of people who were here in 2014, hey, what's Kauffman Stadium going to be like? What did it measure up to based the stories you heard versus when you actually got a chance to experience what a home playoff game was like?
Well, first, it was great to be home. I'd almost forgotten what my bed looked like. It was great to, you know, be back in our apartment and have some familiar routines and make coffee in the morning and do all those things that you normally do when you're home and come to the ballpark and see all the familiar faces here that we hadn't seen in 2 weeks. And heck, when we left, there wasn't a guarantee that we would because the Royals hadn't clinched a playoff spot yet. A lot can happen in 2 weeks. As far as the atmosphere is concerned, I mean, 40,000 yesterday, you know, screaming and waving those towels, and I was blown away. Not because my expectation was less than what the reality was, just because whatever expectation you have, the reality in a playoff atmosphere like that is always going to surpass whatever expectation you have. And to be honest, and this isn't to needle or poke or anything like that, but, you know, Camden Yards, that atmosphere was great. Still, there were a couple of things about it that I was a little surprised. I was surprised that it wasn't as raucous of an environment. And Yankee Stadium, too, yeah, nearly 50,000 plus there, but the seats are so far back and the sound doesn't carry the same way. And you didn't feel, you know, fully enveloped by the sound at Yankee Stadium either. Here, and I've told our producer-engineer Eric Guthrie this because I asked him to turn up the crowd noise in my headset so I can hear a little bit more. You just, in the best way possible, you drown in the noise of this ballpark, and it is such a beautiful thing to feel. You can feel this place vibrate, and you can feel this place just willing to go crazy for some incredible thing and raise the hair on your arms. And you know, Michael Massey's RBI triple yesterday, he's screaming running around the bases and he can't hear himself think, and neither can Vance Wilson, the third base coach, and neither can us in the radio booth. I mean, that is the atmosphere that you dream of, and it was so cool to kind of sit in the middle of that and drink it all in. And I'm so excited for what everybody's going to bring tonight, and not just tonight, but the rest of this postseason.
That was our guy Jake Eisenberg joining us on the show today. He's going to be on the call later today. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Jake, I enjoyed our first baseball tender date, man. Thanks.
Yeah, this
a lot.
This was nice. This was nice.
I look forward to having a second one, man. Let's do this again on Monday when they're hosting Game 1 of the ALCS.
All right, perfect. Second date it is.
Absolutely. That's our guy Jake Eisenberg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com